Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting. It's Friday. The subtitle for the show, When the Stars Shine in Your Eyes. Oh, I like that, man. I like that. I like it. When the stars shine in your eyes, your feelings can be guided by the stars and the moon. Oh, man. I'm not going to play that song. The stars, the moon, the everything. No, I'm not going to play it. We got a great show for you tonight. And I'm looking forward to it. We got some tough new artists. We got some old artists, some good artists. So we're going to jump into a track that we got interrupted on our jazz show. And we're going to do this first, Cry and Know You Better. And when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
Oh, just a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna feel your heart. Nah, nah, nah.
And I'm back. And yes, that was Peter White. Cry and Know You Better. Oh, man. This is going to be a H-E good night. And we got a lot of great cuts, man. Just greater. And we even got some poetry. So we're going to knock you. We're going to knock your socks off. If you got any pants, we're going to knock them off. If you got, if no, okay, all right. Anyway, we're gonna be featuring this new artist, Jason Derulo. That's his name, and he got some bad cuts, man. And they say he's on the top 10 of new artists. Can not only sing, but he can dance. And you know when you can dance and you can sing. Man, you're a hot commodity. So he's a hot boy. That's what we call him. Hot boys. So we're going to bring you some Jason later on. So we got some more good tracks. And we've got a poem, you know, because we're getting close. And tonight's show, When the Stars Shine in Your Eyes, Your Feelings Can Be Guided by the Stars and the Moon. Oh, that's so touching. I hope you don't get blinded by the stars. Hey, do you remember this poem? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. And if you ever shine so bright, I'll throw a brick and knock you out the sky tonight. Don, you know that ain't how that poem goes. Oh, Lord. It's something wrong with you, man. All right, we got a track we got to get to. And it's a hot track, man. So, it's called Just In Case. And when I come back, man, we got more hot music for you.
I'll shine on all of you. Thank you.
man. I'm good. I'm not. I'm good. Okay, I'm back. Oh, man. What a cornball. We got some more great music for you tonight. And I'm working on Edmonia Lewis. Hey, did you know I looked at a picture, worked on it, blew it up, and I think these mean people messed up her left foot. So, man, I'm going through this stuff. And I's a-riding. So, hey, don't forget to get your subscriptions in or get your book orders in. Gotta have them. We need to make sure we get to getting, because we gotta get it. So we got some stuff going on. Hey, I'm gonna play this track that I played last week by 2D Extreme. It's called Up on the Roof. And when I come back, I got more dangerous, nice music for you. Because you know what? I'm good. No, I'm not. Okay. I know you're corny.
When there's a world stuck getting me down. These people just don't understand. I go.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm walking up those stairs right there. Yeah, you know, there's a little problem down here. I'm going to wait for a little while.
And this old world starts getting me down. And people are just too much for me to bear.
Give me a show, man.
Excuse me. And we're back. And that was Up on the Roof by 2D Extreme. Hey, and did you know I used to sing that song, Up on the Roof? I'm not going to sing it right now for you, but I used to cut that, man. You know, I did a new version of that, too. You know, you can't always go with the old versions. So you got to sometimes you got to hit it hard. I'm going to play this track. You know, we jumped into Extreme. Now we go on to Luther. And then after that, we got Ricky Martin. And again, he's one of the top 10 artists who can sing and dance and move. And they just, them girls go, oh, Ricky. You know how that go. All right, here we go.
I thought some time alone was what we really needed. You said this time would hurt more than it helped, but I couldn't see that. I thought it was the end of a beautiful story, and so I left the one I love at home to be alone. And I tried and found out this one thing, it's true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm. She could replace you. We got along just fine, but wasted time because she was not you. We had a lot of fun, though we knew we were faking. Love was not impressed with our connection, built on lies, on lies. So I'm here 'cause I found this one thing is true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by. Me like I've done you. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His Word. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
On the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
Well, we're back. And, hey, I got something to tell you. You know, I'm always talking about time, right? So, I went and got some Chinese food. Well, first of all, I got to tell you, there's two restaurants, right? Chinese, and there's a Korean. And so, when I went to the Korean restaurant to get some food, they said, "No, Don, we don't talk to you no more. You go to Chinese people, eat their food. Then you come here and you get us like we left over. So we want you to go to the Koreans." Oh, and it's another group of us too where you go. Because you always eat Thai food. You don't like Chinese? I said, "I love Chinese. And I like Korean. You got good rice." "Okay, next time we fix you Korean rice." Anyway, what I was talking about is, so I got my little Chinese cookie, right? And in it, it said, "Time is precious, but truth is more precious than time. So keep on writing your books and worry about the other stuff later." I kid you not. Man, that little Chinese man in the basement. You know me, man. All right, okay, here we go. some more great music. We got to play a track by Christina Aguilera, and she's got a track called, where's Christina? Oh, it's called Candyman. You got to see the video, man. She's dressed up in this old 1930s Navy outfit. She recutted it, man. And the choreography is just off the charts. It's like they back in World War II or I, whenever they did. So it's a nice video. It just shows the creativity. So I promised my producer I would play it. It's called Candyman, and it's Christina Aguilera. And when we get through with that, we got to hit our featured artist, Jason Derulo. He's got a track called In My Head, and they say he's the new Millennium Star. So here's Christina. Did you know the black soldiers in World War II is the ones that made up that kind of sound? You know, they could cut, and they'd be marching along, you know, doing their thing. You know how they are. Because a lot of them from, like, New York, New Jersey, you know, they could, Detroit, they could cut, man. Chicago, you know, can't forget Chicago. So I want y'all to know that. And you got to see the video. It's cute, man. But the artisticness, video bad. Here we go with our featured artist, Jason the new millennium. He's the heartthrob of the little girls out there. There's a track called In My Head, and we got another track by Jason, and the video is pretty nice. It's called It Girl. But let's hit Jason in the head. I mean, in my head.
Come on. Everybody's looking for love. Oh, ain't that the reason you're at this club? Oh, you ain't gon' find it dancing with him. No, I got a better solution for you, girl.
And I'd give anything and everything to fall in love. Just this one time, I'd like to find what I'm dreaming of. Well, I could find someone to hold me, but that wouldn't be enough. But I'd give anything to fall in love. I'd rather not be sleeping by myself, staring at the wall. I question it all. Will she ever come? Will she ever come? And I'd give anything and everything to fall.
When all the poems on the theme have been written, and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer, nor being drunk or busy or therapeutically in love keeps us from remembering, when we have forgotten even why we parted, if we ever knew it at all, remembering, however, when we could be warm together, kiss though with a cold, when even baby talk became you, yes, and everything I said was sweet or funny, and everything you did was beautiful. I keep your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail, remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones, and the dark wings of a starling, and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. After one fitting only, if I could cut my hands just so, as if they held your face, blindfolded, I could kiss a thousand mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses, feel rich red colors, taste sun ripe fruits. I know the season of the year. I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I loved you, when you were all I, and all of me was you. My season rhymed with your season, and our bodies made music and gave light, and all things absolute. I have looked too long upon you, too long, and with so much love that strangers can see you in my face, as the sun in vivid colors leave an after image in the eyes.
Oh, buddy, that's the one that gets me, man. It gets me right here. And I don't mean a stomach ache either. Man, I used to play that poem so much. I memorized it by heart. I mean, that was my track there, man. I used to say that stuff, you know. Man, I'm crying. Glasses all fogged up. that's a bad one, am I? Okay, all right. I gotta calm down a little bit. We got some more good music for you. All right, we're going back to 1995 remaster. Thinking of You, especially after crying on that one, all on top of my little Chinese proverb.
Thank you.
Oh, man, how you like that? I'm living in ecstasy, and me and my mind. Oh, man. Anyway, hey, I got to play this track. It's 808 by our featured artist, Jason Derulo. And check him out, D-E-R-U-L-O. He's got a track called It Girl. And, oh, then we got to play the track by Mariah Carey. She's got a track called Touch My Body. Oh, man. And this little nerdy guy shows up at her door, and he just can't get enough of her, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to play that later on. But right now, Jason Derulo, D-E-R-U-L-O, It Girl.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. I've been looking under rocks and breaking locks, just trying to find you. I've been like a maniac, insomniac. 5 steps behind you. Tell them other girls they can hit the exit check, please. 'Cause I finally found a girl of my dreams. Much more than a Grammy Award. That's how much you mean to me. You could be my it girl. Baby, you're the shit girl, loving you could be a crime. Crazy how we fit, girl. This is it, girl, give me 25 lights. I just wanna rock all night long. It puts you in the middle of my spotlight. You could be my it, girl. You're my biggest take, girl. Life flies around you. If I get your body close, not letting go. Hoping you're about to tell them other guys they could lose your number, you're done. They don't get another shot 'cause you're love drunk. Like a TV show playing reruns. Every chance I get, I'ma turn you on. You could be my it girl. Baby, you're the shit girl. Oh, yeah. You could be a crime. Crazy how we fit, girl. This is it, girl, give me 25 lives. Let me play it loud. 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 Can't
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
How did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? Should have never tried to play. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
We were lovers.
We were lovers.
And the best of friends.
And the best of friends. Oh.
And I hope that we can be that. Always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity.
Stop this insanity
before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far. stop this insanity before we go too far.
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 Before we go too far. Before we go too far.
And before we go too far, we better cut this insanity out, because that's Layla Hathaway and Gregory Porter. Insanity! I think I'm going insanity. All right, man, we got some more tracks to play. You know, this is the show on Friday where we play a whole bunch of music. You know, different kinds, different people. And you know I'm going to play Babyface. Where will we go? You know, I can't get enough of that track. And that's starting to be the most played track on my show. How about that? So while I look, let's see. Okay, let's go to this track that every morning I wake up and I say, you know, I know I'm a heathen, but can I say a little prayer for you?
I Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're forced to watch everything fall apart inside of your hands. Sometimes leaving is easy. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it hurts to know the love in your head is slowly fading away. You can say whatever you like, as long as we just say goodbye. Blame it on me, say it's my fault. Say that I left you outside in the cold with a broken heart. I really don't.
About Gregory Porter, Insanity, with Layla Hathaway. So I had to hit him with the Blame It On Me, Chrishell. And then I got to hit him with something else. I don't know what. I'm looking. you crazy. Oh, man. Hey, we got 27 more minutes to go. And I've been knocking it, man. Knocking it, bocking it. You know. Hey, I'm gonna play this track that I really do like though. I need some water before I play this one. Wow, it just chokes me up. It's by Foreplay. Yeah. That's the name of the group now. Don't be texting me talking about who you saying bad stuff on the radio. It's a group called Foreplay. I hope y'all know what that is. It's by Chaka Khan and Foreplay. The track is called Between the Couches. No, Between the Sheets. That's what it is. Nah, quit drinking that stuff, man. Kool-Aid, red Kool-Aid at that.
Please welcome to the stage, Chaka Khan.
y'all. Mr. Phil Perry, give it up.
You, Phil Perry, and Philip Bear, and Philip Perry, and Philip. Boy, quit drinking that darn wine, whatever you drink it. Oh man! Hey, we got 16 more minutes to go, and of course, I got to play the "Touch My Body" song by Mariah. Carey, Mariah Carey. Oh man! But let me play this track. Gerald LaVert, baby, hold on. Girl, I want to tell you about the fancy cars and diamond rings.
Have a fancy car, diamond ring, but girl, you know all good things come to time. Girl, you know I do just about anything.
See a smile
on your face.
On your face.
Don't let your friends go messing with your mind.
Baby, hold on.
when he said bye-bye, baby. Girl, I give you my time, give you my money.
Touch my body. I had to try to remember, man. You know, hey, that was deep there. That was too deep. Somebody's texting me right now. All right. Mariah Carey, Touch My Body. She said, but don't tell nobody and don't be shooting no YouTube videos and putting it out there.
You, Mariah Carey. I am
a compy nerd.
What's up?
Okay, I gotta go somewhere, so can we make this quick?
Yeah.
Thanks.
This way, you see.
Been waiting for it, I'm waiting too.
got fever for me, 102 and boy, I know I feel the same. My temperature's through the roof. If it's the camera up in here, then it's only you for me. When I do. If it's the camera up in here, then I bet like I just look on YouTube. Put a beer on your mouth and brag about your secret rendezvous. I will hunt you down. Cause baby, I'm up in my business like a wedding interview.
Bubblegum song, man.
The download speed was killing me. Please tell me you updated to 802.11n.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Security's going to let you out. Bye.
Ain't that nothing? Security going to let him out. Oh, man. Ooh, okay. Touch my body. Anyway, it's almost time for me to skedaddle. To do more work on Edmonia Lewis, and I'm looking forward to it. It's been a good thing. So I'm going to clear it out with Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca. I guess I'm going to play that. Probably be a good one. You know, because I'm thinking about playing my little crybaby song. I think I'll play my little crybaby song. I don't know what's up with that. Where Will You Go? I just feel for Babyface, man. I like that guy. And it's been a pretty good track. But I'm working on this book, man, and it's a plum doozy, you know. So anyway. Let me get to what I got to do, and I will see you in the morning. Well, at least 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, so you heathens can get some gospel. I know a lot of you heathens out there. Okay, let me quit. What I want to play? La Mocha. Where is it at? Don, you be fooling around, man. You gotta cut that out, man. You be fooling.
Make me fall.